Our next item takes us out of the studio and into Fairmount Park, and with us is Kim Andrews, Executive Director of Shafuso, the Japanese House and Garden. And you're about to open the start, really, of an expansion to Shafuso that's outside of the grounds. Can you tell us a little bit about these two buildings that are in front of us?
Yes, we were fortunate that the City of Philadelphia had capital funds put aside to renovate two buildings from the 1876 Centennial Exhibition back to their original appearance, and they offered us the use of those two buildings. Shafuso is at the site of the first Japanese garden in North America, which was at the 1876 Centennial Exposition and has been a continuous presence of Japanese culture and Japanese gardening since then. These two buildings are outside of our walls, but they are the physical anchor back to 1876 for us, and they're a mechanism for us to tell our story from that time.
To tell your story how? Classroom, gallery, how?
One of the buildings is going to be a classroom, multi-use space. We're going to have art exhibitions there, and then we're going to have a permanent history exhibition later in the season that will tell the story of Shafuso and the Japanese presence in Philadelphia. The second building is just going to be a workspace for now, eventually a restroom. And then there's a flagstone patio between the two buildings that's going to be tented, and it's going to be a three-season space for us to offer additional programming. We're planning lectures, film series, children's activities, Japanese tea ceremony, Japanese cultural activities that we've never been able to offer outside the walls of Shafuso. Since Shafuso's museum exhibit and a delicate garden, we haven't been able to welcome many people for activities into the walls, and now we'll have a site for that.
You mentioned Japanese culture being a central part of the mission for Shafuso, but it's also about talking about the Centennial Exhibition that took place here, of which it was a part originally. People tend to think of Shafuso as this building that came from the Museum of Modern Art in the 50s, but the Japanese heritage in this part of Fairmount Park goes back a lot further.
It's remarkable. In 1876, the Japanese government sent a large contingent to the Centennial Exposition here, and there was a Centennial Bazaar or store. Again, like I said, the first Japanese garden in North America, and then there was a separate site that had a Japanese residence. When those buildings were being built, Philadelphians were fascinated because Japanese craftsmen came over with tools they had never seen before, with materials they had never seen before, and put the buildings together with methods they had never seen before. It caused a real ruckus, and it was reported in Harper's Bazaar nationally, the crazy style of construction that no one had ever seen before.
I did know that there was a Japanese or Japanese-American gentleman working on the new building, and that may or may not be a coincidence, but typically when you're doing maintenance on Shafuso, you've still had to call on the skills of trained Japanese craftsmen rather than using local people. Why is that?
The construction materials and construction techniques are unique to Japan. In 2011, we did a roof restoration on the hinoki bark roof. Our roof is about 12 inches of strips of hinoki bark laid down with bamboo nails. There are only about 150 craftsmen in Japan that can do that, and no one outside of Japan. So we had to raise $100,000 to bring those craftsmen over here to spend several weeks in Philadelphia working on our roof and renovating it. There are truly no craftsmen in the United States that could do that.
In the past 100 years, there's been a number of unfortunate events that have taken place here. There was a temple gate that burnt down in the 50s. Prior to the bicentennial in 1976, the house and garden had fallen into some disrepair. Mm-hmm. It's been in pretty good condition for the past 20-something years. How is it now?
It's in the best shape of its life. In 1982, our friends group was formed. Before 1982, the City of Philadelphia was solely responsible for the site. And the city was committed to taking care of it to some degree, but there's, as always, budgetary constraints and staffing constraints. Since 1982, the friends group, we fenced in the site. We've renovated the garden, we've replaced the roof, we've renovated the roof, we've renovated the interior. The Friends Group administers and operates the site and preserves the site at a level that the city hasn't had the staffing or attention to be able to do. We get great moral support from the city, and three of our employees are seasonal employees that are paid by the city, but it's on our organization, the Friends Group, to care for the site and preserve it to the highest standards that we can.
Executive Director of the Friends of the Japanese House and Garden, Kim Andrews. In a ceremony beginning in a couple of minutes at 11:30, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter and Fumio Iwai of the Consulate General of Japan in New York will participate in a ceremonial breaking of a sake barrel to officially open the Sakura Pavilion at Shafuso House and Garden.